Well, to the Chinese mainland now, where the country's top health officials are warning that there is an epidemic of cancer. They say all types of the disease are becoming increasingly common. The BBC's Celia Hatton traveled to the coastal city of Tianjin to see how Asia's largest cancer treatment center is handling it.
The bright lights and monitoring machines in this operating theater are rarely turned off. The doctors and nurses working here in the Tianjin Cancer Hospital spend much of their time removing life-threatening tumors. This cancer treatment center recently doubled in size, but it's still struggling to cope with demand. 10 years ago, medical teams here operated on patients once or twice a day. Now, specialists like Dr. Jiang Jing scrub up for at least 7 surgeries every shift.
Even if we diagnose 50 patients every day, we cannot keep up. No matter where you go in this hospital, you will never find an empty bed.
It's mid-afternoon. This is supposed to be the quiet time of day in the Tianjin Cancer Hospital. Many of the diagnostic tests have been completed in the morning. The doctors have finished their rounds, and patients are expected to use this time of day to rest. However, even now, the hospital has an air of controlled chaos. That's because it's simply bursting at the seams. There is so much demand for cancer treatment in this part of China that every single bed in this hospital is full.
The hospital's lobby is a hotbed of tension. Patients and their families jostle with one another, waiting to get to the head of the line just to make an appointment. It's a scenario echoed in busy cancer hospitals across the country. China has approximately 1/5 or 20% of the world's population, but it has 22% of new cancer cases and 27% of the world's cancer deaths. Blame the effects of pollution and unhealthy habits on an aging population. A few steps away from the Tianjin Hospital lobby, patients line a narrow hallway outside a row of doctors' consultation rooms. Specialists here are supposed to meet with one patient at a time, but order quickly breaks down and all of the patients crowd around the doctors at once. It's here that bad news and late diagnoses are often revealed. In a single morning, one of the hospital's most respected doctors, Dr. Song Jing, meets 10 new patients. It's too late, he tells one man's wife and son. His liver is failing. All of Dr. Song's patients that morning are found to have late-stage liver cancer, giving most less than a year to live. Your job must be very stressful, I tell Dr. Song. Yes, it is, he agrees. Doctors can't do much for these patients. But even those with a good chance of recovering from cancer are afraid to mention the illness by name. In the hospital tower devoted to breast cancer treatment, one patient, Wang Hui, admits that even here, the word cancer is rarely spoken out loud.
I didn't tell my colleagues or relatives because I didn't want them to worry. But when I came to the hospital, I saw so many people here with the same illness, and I felt better.
Wang Hui and millions of others affected by cancer across China are beginning to accept a hard truth. This country is facing a cancer epidemic, one that increasingly won't be ignored.
The BBC's Celia Hatton, ending this hour in China. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.